I'm sitting with Eric Wilson at the Peace and Justice Center.
Redwood Peace and Justice Center.
And this is in Arcata, California. And what is today? March 9th. So I'm curious what goes on here.
Yeah, the Redwood Peace and Justice Center. I'll read you the mission statement and then kind of go from there. It is a non-profit community project which provides a resource network and physical space to empower local organizations and individuals committed to education and action and human rights, social justice, and nonviolence. And so the gist of that is that, you know, it is a community project that's really based on the real grassroots network of activists in the area. And so in that sense, it's a real activist network. So what goes on here is we have multiple different little events. It's as a resource space, as a physical space, we have the resources to put on film showings, and we have, you know, like a small video library, small book library, and lots of different files of information that people can use for their own research into a certain cause or a certain issue. We also have a couple computers here that people can use to get online and access those sorts of resources as well. We also try to get ourselves as a center out in the community for other sorts of events. So we go out to peace marches and peace and justice sorts of events and table and get people aware of what the space is good for. And I think the real highlight of what we do, or the how we're used most effectively, is when somebody in the community has a particular passion or particular issue that they're interested in, they can come here and say, you know, and set up a time to meet with others. And so they, you know, if somebody's particularly interested in some sort of human rights issue, they can come in here and say, I'm particularly interested about this thing. Could I set up a time to meet with some people here? And that's what we're here for. And it's totally free for the first few meetings. And if it becomes an established thing and they have some supporters, then it could just be a really easy fee for them to use the space on a weekly or whenever basis. And then in that sense, it can really be a launching pad for all sorts of different small grassroots organizations. And so in that sense, I think it's maybe the highlight of what we do is it's really the sort of a hub of a network of all sorts of different activists.
What kind of groups do you meet? I mean, what are the specific groups that meet here?
Just to name a few, and it always changes over the years. You know, some groups get started and they go big for a while, and then they may move on, or, you know, somebody moves away and kind of peters out, and that's just kind of the nature of that sort of grassroots work. But these days, we've got all sorts of different things. We've got, I think one of the most exciting things that goes on here is there's a group works with, it's a program called the Human Rights Education for Kids, and that meets every Friday, and it's a free thing for families to come down and participate in human rights curriculum, and it's all real fun stuff, you know, and the students range from anywhere from, like, you know, 5 or 6 to, you know, 13 or 14, and the facilitators are really strong educators, really good creative educators and facilitators of discussion, and so every Friday we have this new influx of children coming in with their families and learning about human rights and how to treat each other and how to think, you know, how to work in the world like that. It's really a really awesome and powerful thing. So that's just one thing. We have there's an old growth organization meeting, just people working to protect the old growth around here. There's a minority group, like a small minority rights group that meets here. And we also have a Cuban cinema series that's been going on here, put on by some local activists, that it's pretty consistent, pretty strong in the community. People, a lot of people coming down for that. Action Zapatista, which is a campus group on campus at Humboldt State University, uses our space to, you know, get involved in the community more. They had a film here last night, for example. And other times it's just like some sort of activist group is moving through on a travels, and they'll stop here to present their cause and maybe raise a little bit of money and move on. So it's just sort of a taste of the kind of things that go on.
Great, yeah, wow. Sounds really empowering for the groups here. Can you tell me about how the library works? There's a video library and a book library, or no?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, and it's all the video library is, it's about 80% of them are just copied VHS cassettes of anything from some documentary to just local city council debates. And so it
probably about 100 films or so on that shelf, and then the book library. It's virtually all donated books that have just been passed on to us by other people. So in that sense, it's not the best collection, but it can be really useful. So it's not like a comprehensive collection of human rights and social justice sorts of things, but it's what we can pull together. And the way it works is folks can come in and say, hey, you know, I want to borrow this book, and all we do is just take down the name and number and ask them to bring it back in a certain amount of time, 6 weeks, 6 months, it's really up to however long they need it. And if it comes, you know, if there's a conflict of interest or somebody wants it while it's gone, we just give them a call. Video library, same thing. We do ask for like a $5 deposit for the videos, just because we had a lot of disappearing, so drop a $5 deposit in the till and we'll give it back when they come back.
And you also sell books, right?
Yeah, well, there are a few books here, and all those are on consignment. Okay. So, and that's another thing we do is we, you know, for people who have local crafts or, you know, things they'd like to sell that are oriented somewhat with our mission statement, we will take those and use those to generate a little bit of revenue for us, but also as a way to sell for these artists.
Okay, well, I'm also wondering sort of how the nuts and bolts of how this place works is, where does the money come from, how much does it cost, and all this information is to help other people.
Sure.
If they want to maybe do something similar, and also how big is the space, that kind of thing.
Yeah, okay, cool. In terms of where the money's coming from, we're always sort of riding that edge, and there's clearly been times in the last 3 or 4 years where we've been we've not been able to pay for ourselves, and people, you know, the co-director here hadn't been paid for 3 or 4 months at a time just because there wasn't enough money coming through. So it's sort of the harsh reality of a small nonprofit. We don't have major grant funding. We don't have even major donors, but the way we survive is just constant fundraising, which is sort of a tough and not very stable way to run an organization, but it's a very young organization too. It's been around since just the end of 2001, and as sort of a response to 9/11 and looking for a peaceful response to the world events at the time. So we do fundraising events quite often, in terms of like having music shows. We have video showings up on campus or in town. We have campaigns where we'll, you know, like phone calling campaigns, things like that. And we also table at a lot of events and pull in some money from sales of bumper stickers. So that's essentially where most of the money's coming in from. And hopefully that's going to change. but we also have a space here that, you know, we have to pay rent for, and we have 2 staff members now. And this is new. It was 1 staff member for quite a while, and she was running the place solo. Now it's just 2 of us, and it's working out pretty well. But paying us is an issue. Paying insurance and things like that for the center is an issue. But the space is not a big space, but it's in a good part of town. And I don't know the square footage of this space, but it's sort of a long building. And our main room here is 30, 40 feet by 20 feet or so. But we are downtown, and it's in a commercial district, and that gives us a little bit of license to have a number of events here at night. And it also is such a central location that it does allow people to come down here for something and then move on to do other things in town. But also have a few different kinds of events, like for example, we have Arts Arcata going on this Friday, and that's just an arts event that allows for artists to display their work in different shops around here, and have the different shops open up their doors at night, and just kind of a nice community event based around art, and we participate in that every once in a while.
How many volunteers do you have? I mean, it seems like there's a lot of volunteer effort around here.
Yeah, and just like a lot of small grassroots projects like this, we do rely so much on volunteers, and to be consistent and to be here, to be part of the peace movement right now. And one way that people have been helping us out is to staff our front desk, and that's where our retail space is. We sell, you know, like you said, some books, we sell some posters, bumper stickers, and some consignment crafts, and, you know, not a whole lot of stuff, but you know, it's sort of like a gateway for people to kind of come in and check it out and then learn more through that process too. But that's one thing they'll be doing. We also have different, you know, like say, different fundraising events we'll look for volunteers for. And, but in terms of numbers, it's really hard to say. On an average week, we probably have a good 15 volunteers that come in pretty consistently throughout the week, just to staff our front desk and 2-hour shifts.
Mm-hmm.
And then on top of that, we do have some core people in the community that we can go to and say, hey, we got this event coming up. Could you please help us serve food, or could you help us please with the setup or something like that? And there's so many people in town that are happy and willing to help out a center committed to peace and justice. I mean, people in generally do want to support this kind of organization, I think, and they want to see us doing strong and good work, and so we strive to do that.
Do you have a volunteer coordinator?
It's just the both of us.
Just two staff
members? Yeah, two staff members that are co-directors, and that's probably the hardest part of the job, to be honest. I mean, working with people is really great, but it also can be really challenging, just to make sure that we can empower them with good projects and good work, while also making the center grow, making the center better, and just putting enough time into that to make that work can take a whole lot out of you. So that's been a good challenge and a good lesson for both of us for the last few.
I wonder if you're networking with other peace and justice centers.
Yeah, that's a good question, and we do have connections with some other peace and justice centers. There's a conference that goes on every year with all the peace and justice centers in California, and we typically attend those and just kind of keep in touch with the folks that we connect with there. But we don't have real direct weekly conversations with these people. It's just more like we check in with each other every once in a while. We've got good ideas, we pass those on, and we do have a listserv as well, and through that listserv, ideas get passed back and forth.
There's a peace and justice center in Bellingham where I live, and Jamie is a real good resource. She's been really helpful for me, fundraising, and she's got so much experience with that.
Yeah, and that's how it's all about, and that community network of grassroots organizations, that's how you stay strong.
I'm wondering just a little bit about you and why you work here and what you get out of it.
Yeah, I don't know if I put too much time evaluating why specifically I'm here. Part of it was being in the right place at the right time. I volunteered here for about a year and a half prior to actually working here. And just like everybody else, I wanted to put in some time working towards, some sort of peace and justice cause or some part of the movement to work towards nonviolence and peaceful resolutions to our global issues and even local issues. And I guess I subscribe to that philosophy of nonviolence. And I subscribe to striving for justice in the world. And although, it's probably unattainable, it's something that we should be striving for at all times. And I guess it's just a personal philosophy that I've pulled together over the years that have been strong enough to give me the conviction and the somewhat of a sacrifice to find an organization like this to pour my heart into for a while. I also, as most people, watching a lot of people that are watching the sort of trend of our nation right now, part of that trend or that the direction is going towards a more militaristic and more violent nation globally, part of that triggered some sort of movement in me to choose to come here and choose this as my place of work for now. It's also a good experience for me to get involved in the community. I've met some amazing activists, and really, it's a good place to get inspired. So, that sort of wraps up most of it. I mean, being a co-director here is a good experience, and I'm really grateful for the opportunity because there are such amazing activists and people behind this organization, and I feel like I'm here to help their visions and help their professional activism come to fruition or to happen. And by being here, I want to help keep this place alive, which is their dream and their what they've come together with and put together over the course of their years and years and years of history and activism working towards nonviolence. So it's kind of an honor for me to be here at that same sense. So it all sort of complements each other and make it a really good place to be.
Yeah, thanks. How about some contact information for this place? Website, address, phone number.
Cool, yeah, and Road to Peace Justice Center's downtown arcade is 1040 H Street. Give us a call anytime, 707-826-2511. We do have a website, look at a calendar that's updated regularly, and just check out any sort of community events, and that's at rpjc.net. It just stands for Redwood Teaching Justice Center.net. And on there you can find out all sorts of information, more about like exactly what we do here, and again about community events oriented towards peace and justice. And there's always something going on because this is Humboldt County, and there's so much good stuff out there. There's a lot of great action going on here. Really happy to be a part of it.
Thanks for your time.
Yeah, no problem there. Thanks.